Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Biden administration decides to go against God as it relates to the Golan Heights. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken made a statement about the Golan Heights. The Prime Minister did not like the statement, so he confirmed that the Golan will remain Israeli forever. That's a key security location for Israel, isn't it, David?
It is, Jimmy. And of all the policy changes that the Biden administration is bringing in, and most of them just reverting back to where President Obama was, the one that worries them the most is the indications that they do not recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Of course, President Trump did that. Israel extended its law over that area in 1981, but it has not been officially recognized by any U.S. administration since then, apart from former President Trump. Now Biden, apparently through Tony Blinken, his Secretary of State, making clear they're going back to the old policy of saying that needs to be negotiated between Israel and Syria, and in the meantime, we do not consider it Israeli territory. Well, their shift towards the Palestinians and their possibility of talks with Iran over the nuclear program, those are all worrisome to Israel, but what they fear most on the ground is a war between Syria and Israel in which the Golan would again be captured. Israel gets about 15% of its water, fresh water, from up there. It's the high ground, as you know, above the valley below the city of Tiberias, and they very much intend to hold on to that forever and not negotiate it away with the Syrian regime. And yet the Biden administration, I almost called it the Obama administration, is moving back to that neutral policy. They're very, very worried about that and sad to see that.
David Dolan explaining why the Golan Heights is so key to the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The debate during many presidential administrations over the Golan Heights has been of great concern to the Israeli government. Under President Trump, the United States recognized Israel's sovereign control of that piece of real estate. As David mentioned, the Golan Heights is key to Israeli security and the needs they have for water. Recent statements from the Biden administration actually deny God's statement on the Golan. The Old Testament leader Joshua followed God's directive and claimed the Golan Heights for the Jewish people. That's Joshua chapter 20, verse 8, and chapter 21, verse 27. This present-day debate about the Golan Heights sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...